From Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are, it's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
What? I'm sending an email. Leave me alone. Dear Abby, I work with someone
who shall remain nameless.
His name rhymes with Shmimo. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Music Row Show. My name is Scott.
I'm Shmimo. No, actually, I'm Hino. Thanks for listening. This show is for all you songwriters and performers and musicians out there who just want to get a handle on how things work here in Music City.
That's right. We don't know what we're talking about. Please remember that. We're out there slinging songs during the day, just like you guys are, but we are able to find brilliant people. Bring them into the studio, pick their brains, answer their questions, which is what we normally do.
That is what we normally do. You can join in the conversation by going to Facebook, facebook.com/The Music Row Show. Pretty easy. You can like us. Well, even if you don't like us, you can click the little button.
You can like one of us.
You can like me more than him.
They don't have that button yet, but why?
Really should invent that.
Right.
Anyway, you can join in the conversation. It's starting right now.
That's right. But this is our monthly showcase show, which we've started doing the first part of this year, where we shine a light on some of the awesome writers and performers here in Music City that haven't quite had that great big hit yet.
Right.
Yet is the operative word,
because
we know they're all going to be great big stars and they'll, you know, lose our phone numbers
before long.
But in the meantime, Katie Lehman and Rachel Lipsky are here with us in hour one.
That is absolutely true. And then in hour two, we're going to have great songwriter Sarah Turner, also great singer, and Joe Hash are going to be joining us. So we're pretty excited about that.
That's right.
You know, and our showcases are specially sponsored by our friends over at LR Bags. And we just love their gear. We use their pickups. We use their DIs. And we're going to be using their new Synapse personal songwriter monitor. I don't know how they're billing
it. It's a PA.
It's an acoustic
singer-songwriter PA.
Right. It's especially geared for people who got small gigs. So it's got two inputs, one for vocal, one for whatever else, kazoo, you know, that electric kazoo you always use.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds awesome. The thing that really blew me away about it when we went and saw a demo is that it's got a 180-degree
radius.
I don't know what they call it, dispersion field or whatever. But you stand right next to it, it sounds exactly the same as it does right in front of it. And the entire room, it sounds exactly the same. It's amazing.
So cool.
I don't know how they did it, but it's pretty awesome.
And it's portable.
Yep.
It's easy to take around. I cannot wait to get my hands on this thing.
Yep.
Where's Ryan? Let's call him right
Let's
now.
Call him right
Let's call him right now,
now
and see when this thing's coming. Because
well, you can find out more about it over at lrbags.com.
And what's it called?
It's called the Synapse.
The Synapse.
Synapse. Or Synapse, depending on how fancy you're feeling.
Okay. Well, Hino, my fancy friend.
Yes.
Why don't you please introduce this lovely young lady sitting next to us?
Absolutely. We are very thrilled to be welcoming a Canadian native who's now a Nashville transplant, Katie Lehman, is joining us. And she decided at the tender age of 19 that music, or I'm sorry, 9, way earlier than 19.
19.
That music was her destiny. And at 13, she got her very first record deal. That's pretty amazing. She was a contestant on American Idol a couple of times. And she's got a brand new EP out called Runaway that's really, really good.
Yes,
and we're just thrilled to be able to say, Katie Lehman, welcome to the Music Pro Show.
Hold on, we got a room full of people. You can all clap. Let's do that again. Katie Lehman, all right. Wow.
Well, thank you for the warm welcome.
Everybody's trying to be very polite. They're like,
oh, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Golf clap.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's get all this out of the way first, because we were kind of talking about it a minute ago. But talk about the American Idol experience. Now, these were back in the good years with Randy, Simon, and Paula.
Yes.
The good years.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't there with, you know, what was her name?
The two gals
that fought.
The season I didn't watch. Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah and Minaj, yes.
And I stopped watching, too. I fell apart. I didn't totally love the show anymore after, you know, just there's too many changes.
Too many changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really fall apart. I just didn't watch it.
Yeah.
But anyways,
yeah.
but
they're bringing it back.
Yeah.
So you got another shot.
On ABC, not Fox. So
I'm done with reality.
She's done.
Okay. I don't think
she's
it
done
was.
With
I hate reality,
reality
too.
I mean, the only reality TV show I'll watch is Beverly Hills Housewives. That's the that's my go-to.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's very real.
Right?
I know. My wife watches
that. Does she? Okay, yeah. That's the only show I like to watch.
Okay.
I like So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, you're right. That's good, too. But yeah.
I know.
I just said that for him.
All right. Please, let's make this about you for a minute. How crazy was the experience? And also, just as far as instant exposure for you, that was your visibility changed rather quickly, didn't
it? I got like a little fan base really quick, which that's why, I mean, I do love these reality TV shows like The Voice and American Idol because, yeah, if you're an amazing singer and you have that huge audience watching you every week, like you can't ask for a better fan base than that.
Right.
So when I did this literally like 10 years ago, 06, which is nuts to say, like, can't believe it's been a decade. So I did American Idol in 2006 and I had no idea like the whole audition experience because, or like how it worked, because you don't just go in front of the judges that first day. You do so many of these little auditions. Yeah. So you go in front of like a big cattle call audition, and then after that it's a producer audition. Then after that producer audition, it's an executive producer audition. Then after that, it is in front of Simon, Paul, or Randy. So you do all, and you're always, if you're not, if it didn't come to your city, you obviously go to the closest city to you. So we would always, I auditioned in Alabama. So I'd always, and I was in Orlando, Florida at the time. So I would always have to go back to Birmingham. And,
oh, my.
Yeah. So it was like a journey. But then once.
Oh, that happened over the course of.
Three months.
Wow.
So it's a 3 month process. So it's kind of exciting to be like, okay, this month I made it. And then this month I made it further and further. So no, if you do make it on the show, like top 24, that's an amazing accomplishment because, you went through so many people. And no, it was a great experience. I mean, I didn't make it far. So that's why I never like to talk about it, because I'm like, I didn't make it far. But I was grateful to make it as far as I did. I was like top 50-ish. So it was fun to go to Hollywood and do the Hollywood rounds.
And really, even that audition segment, they gave you a bunch of time in that.
Yeah, no, I was happy about the airtime.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, you know, it wasn't like you were just, they just show a little clip of someone, and then go to next person.
No, I was fortunate. Yeah, so because of that, I was, like, I got phone calls right away from people in the industry. And, like, this is when Facebook wasn't around. It was MySpace. And, like, literally people were MySpacing me, being like, hey, could you jump on this call? Here's my phone number. I would love to talk to you about like this acting deal or this voiceover. And I was like, wow. So it was cool to think that. Like,
a voiceover deal.
Yeah. That's... I was getting voiceover. I'm like, hey, what? I'm a singer, not a voice. But I don't know. My speaking voice back then when I watched the tapes, like I was telling you, I sound like Minnie Mouse. It was terrible. Like, I literally wanted to die when I rewatched those episodes and those interviews
done.
Because my voice back then was so high. It's high now too. I'm sure if everyone's listening, they probably.
But you have done a fair amount of voiceover work, haven't you?
I've done some here and there. Yeah, nothing too big, but little things here and there.
Awesome.
So you work Moana?
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I know.
Oh, you haven't?
I know. I'm out of the loop. I need to see that.
It's pretty good. I just watched it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw the new Beauty and the Beast. Love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
was great.
Yeah.
But no, I need to see.
How does it end? I'm just kidding.
Oh. Beast dies.
Bummer.
Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. Sorry.
It's a happy ending. It's
so it's funny because we've had, you know, various people on the show over the years that have been on some of these competitions, American Idol and other ones, and it kind of almost seems like not winning is actually sometimes a better thing.
No, true. Definitely.
Because of the stuff that comes along with winning. You
definitely.
Know, the contracts. And
and you have to have a full album done in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's so rushed.
Yeah.
So, no, exactly. Like some of my friends made it top 10 and they're the ones that are like successful and on TV shows and doing huge stuff like on Broadway and they have their independent record deals or like whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're number one, sometimes it's like.
Yeah.
Like there's a few number one, like few winners of American Idol that you don't even remember.
You don't hear about anymore.
Well, more often than not.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got Carrie and Kelly.
Right. They're still amazing.
But other than that, I can't remember too many other winners.
Oh, wow. Taylor Hicks. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
You know what? He's actually our guest next week.
Oh, I love Taylor Hicks.
There you go. Thank you. Just kidding. It's 4th of July weekend next week.
Yeah.
And that other guy with the goatee.
Stop it.
Whatever
stop.
His name
stop.
Was.
Don't do that. Don't start saying names.
He was good, though.
I truly didn't forget now all the other winners.
Okay, well, enough of the past. Let's talk about now. Yeah, yeah. You moved to Nashville. How long ago?
So I moved to Nashville 4 years ago.
Okay.
And from LA. And I've just, like, this is home. Like, I just absolutely love it here.
Okay, let's back up. So you're in Florida. You do AI. And then you moved to LA.
I moved to LA because I got some attention from, like, the acting world. So I was like, well, since I didn't get any phone calls for music, per se, like, I'm going to take the move. And
sure.
So I moved to L.A. with my husband, and he used to live there, and so he, like, knew his whereabouts in
what,
L.A.
What streets not to walk down?
Right, right, right.
All of them.
Exactly. And so I stayed out there for a bit and, like, went to school for acting and studied at, like, this amazing acting school at the Beverly Hills Playhouse, and I was like, oh, my God. Because I was like, I'm not just going to walk into an agency and start from scratch. Like, I want to know, like, the fundamentals about acting and everything. So I started studying and literally fell in love with it and got a few jobs here and there. And,
enough to get your SAG card.
Got exactly.
That's kind of a cool thing.
CSI Miami, so I thanked them for...
Did you play a living or dead person?
I was... Well, in my flashbacks, I'm alive, you know, I die. So. Oh. But no, it was great. So
I'm corpse number four.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I did some acting out there, and then my husband's job brought us out to Nashville, and I was already starting to write more. I just started writing, because literally I didn't start writing till like 7 years ago.
Okay.
And I was just always getting songs thrown at me, and I would sing these songs or be a demo artist, and I'd collaborate with people, but usually I was just like the vocalist. And,
right.
It was just our time in LA, just as we were about to move to Nashville, I started writing, and then when I found out my husband was moving here, it was like perfect. And I started writing out here and doing all of this.
So what's Soul Country?
Soul Country? I know that was...
That's kind of how you describe yourself on your website.
Yeah, that's how...
Soul Country.
I feel like it's just... I don't know. I grew up listening to Celine Dion and Shania Twain, basically. Mm-hmm. So I think...
Now, they're both from where?
Now, they're both from Canada.
Really?
Get out of here.
What a weird coincidence.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I've always done contemporary pop, always. And then it's been, you know, pop, or then it's been, I don't know, a little country or a little bit of, like, R&B, soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so just my whole, like, time in music, it's like I'm trying to figure out what box I fall into, and I think that's what hurt me a lot, because when I have gone into meetings with labels or publishing companies and stuff, it's like, oh, what is your sound? I can't put a, like, finger on it. And I was always like, oh, I'm just country, or I'm just pop, or I'm just contemporary pop. And then as I gotten older, I'm like, wait, I have always had soul in me. Like, I grew up listening to Aretha Franklin as well, because my vocal teacher, she first gave me her album, was like, you need to listen to all of her songs and just get in her groove, and I don't know. So I've always, like, had soul in me, and then obviously pop, and then I've always listened to country. So anyway, long story short, this is making no sense.
The
soul in me and the country have merged, and so now I'm being confident and just saying, I'm not just country, I'm not just soul, I'm soul country. So I, like, merge those two together, and that's what I'm going out as.
That's very cool. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to listen to some Soul Country.
Okay.
I would love that.
But prior to that, we'd like to let you know that this particular segment was brought to you by our friends at mainstreetproductions.org. Videos are an important thing. And one thing that we didn't mention was that's how we met Katie, you came and were part of the video.
On your music video. Okay.
Did you forget this?
I'm sitting there going, I know we've met before, yes, you know?
Oh, my. She even said, you're the whiskey bottle.
Yeah, I thought maybe she just saw the video, you know?
No.
Okay. She was dancing.
I was the line dancer.
I'm a little slow, what can I say?
So anyway, but videos are important.
Yes.
They're very important. Yeah. And And I think the experience that we had was, it was super quick.
Yeah.
We nailed it, and the video turned out looking great.
Yes.
And I have been talking to some other indie people, and they're talking about their videos, and they're saying, yeah, I'm spending this much. And I'm like,
yeah.
You've got to call MainStreetProductions.org. I'll talk to Fred. Why? And, you know, because you don't need to spend that much to have a quality
product. It does a great job, and you don't need, you have to mortgage your house to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. MainStreetProductions.org is the website. Go check them out. We are going to be back with a whole lot of more of our Music Row Showcase. And we got Katie Lehman. You're going to be giving us some tunes here when we come back. So come back to the Music Row Show. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. He likes to break things.
Yeah.
That's Katie Lehman.
Yes.
That's cool. I like that.
Kind of a cool vibe.
Yeah.
How do we buy your music? Is there?
So my old EP is on iTunes, but
that Runaway.
Runaway. Okay. Yes. So I did that a year ago, and so that's up on iTunes mm-hmm. for you to go and listen to or buy whatever you'd like. But this new stuff that I've been working on is more of that soul country that I was saying. Because the older stuff, it's still country. It's more like pop country. And now mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? No, I'm doing soul country. And
sultry.
Yes.
Yeah,
soul.
Like
yeah,
that.
I should say it like that.
So, but you should. We should make sure that people know that your website might be a little harder to find.
Yes, I know. I'm all over the place. So I just changed my name. We took a vote. My friend and I, we've been writing so much together. Her name's Sylvia McKella. And so we wrote that song together. He likes to break things. And we were just talking, and so my name is Katie Bernard, but my husband's last name is Lehman. And she's like, you know what? Katie Lehman just sounds better. And I was like, I don't know, maybe. So I'm like, let's take a vote. So we threw it up on Instagram. And I was like, what do you think, Katie Lehman or Katie Bernard? And so everyone's like, oh, I like Katie Lehman. So I'm like, all right, well, that's the vote. So my website's still under Bernard, but I'm... So you could find the website katiebernard.com or
right.
just go on Instagram or Facebook under Katie Lehman Music.
There you go.
That's easier.
Beautiful.
Facebook and Instagram is the wave of the future. Everyone does social media.
Is that the wave?
Yeah.
I thought MySpace was.
No.
Once, no?
All right.
Once I get involved with something, it's over.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I really don't go on websites. Like when I start really liking someone, like if I heard their song, I'm like, oh, let me pull up their Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I need to get that website changed under. But anyway, Instagram right. and Facebook.
You know what? You brought music with you.
Yep.
Should we play something?
We should play something.
What are we going to hear?
Well.
What's the name of the song?
I'm going to play this. It's called Six Ways to Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like an old soulful song, but I don't know. It has that cool.
Oh, are you going to sing? This is what you're going to sing us
a
little?
Oh, yeah. I can sing. Yeah, I can sing a little a cappella for y'all.
Yes.
And then
yes.
we can play it. If you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. This will be like...
put me on the...
It's like a before and after.
Right. Yeah. I'll give you like just a little sample.
All right.
Okay.
Here. All right. You first caught my eye in that small cafe. It was just you and me. I think it rained that day. Then you took my hand and we stepped into the sun. I knew right then and there Our lives had just begun, and now I love you 6 ways to Sunday, to the ends of the earth. I love you all the time, even when it hurts. And if I wrote a letter asking God to fill my dreams, I'd enclose a picture of you so he knows what I mean. I'd enclose a picture of you so he knows what I mean.
Nice. Wow.
Oh.
All right. Are we ready to play it?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Okay. You first caught my eye in that small cafe. It was just you and me. I think it rained. Took my hand and we stepped into the sun. I knew right then and there our lives had just begun. Now I love you 6 ways to Sunday, to the ends of the earth. I love you all the time.
Amen, everybody.
Thank you so much.
That is wonderful.
When is this new project going to be released, you think?
Probably like September.
Okay.
So the summer, just do some more shows, get some more feedback, and then I think September will like put it out there.
Launch it out there.
On iTunes, yeah.
Good for you. Well, good luck.
Love it.
Totally. Exactly.
Well, good. Well, okay. You know, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And hanging out with us.
Of course.
We look forward to hearing that. Definitely send that our way when it comes out.
Yes, I will.
Definitely want to hear that. And your new website address
when you get that as well.
But in the meantime, we can find you on Facebook, right?
Right. Just stop
and Instagram.
Me on Facebook and Instagram. Yep.
Yeah.
Katie Lehman Music.
Yep. Katie Lehman Music.
Perfect. Lehman.
There you go.
All right.
Well, we got another. Fantastic songwriter. We're just waiting in the wings.
We do, but before we take a little quick break, we got to let you know that that segment and that beautiful song you just heard was brought to you by Barbara Potter Photography.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I can't stand getting my picture taken.
Neither can the photographers.
Right. Yeah. But you know what? Barbara acted like she liked it. And
she's good.
She's very, very good. No, I was so happy with what she did. She is professional. She's creative and fun. If you friend her on Facebook, find Barbara Potter Photography, and you can see she just did some stuff up on in the Pacific Northwest coastline that is some of the most incredible stuff you've ever seen. She's very artistic.
She does headshots. She does, you know, a lot of musicians and performance shots of bands and things.
Album covers.
Weddings. And,
websites.
You know, she'll travel anywhere.
Yeah, but you know that Lily Mae CD you were just holding up?
Yeah, this one
here. She has some of the inside photography in that CD. Yeah.
Did she do her hair too?
No. Lily does her own hair.
Next. That's very nice.
She will kick your butt.
She does
too.
Boudoir stuff. I'm not even sure what that is.
Well, yeah. Her and I did a boudoir shoot too.
Wow.
That's not for the CD case, though.
I want to know about that.
No, that's for a different CD.
At all.
Yeah. Look for her at BarbaraPotterPhotography.com. That's BarbaraPotterPhotography.com. You're welcome because you're going to thank us for telling you about
okay,
that.
Okay. We're going to come back with more of the Music Row Show in just a sec.
Shot in the arm, second wind hitting. As I'm punching the clock, phone blowing up. As I throw it in drive, setting up where we're meeting up Friday night. So close, I see the turn up ahead. Go work, all I'm seeing is red. Don't stop, take the shoulders. Sunday drivers, move on over. Here, we've been working all week long. Just the same broke country song. With the lake and the moonshine running out of breath. Chasing down a good time, yeah. Put the week in the rearview mirror. Raise them up like you just don't care. Come on, set yourself free. Everybody with me. Ready, set, whiskey.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's our next guest. Rachel Lipsky, which rhymes with Ready, Set, Whiskey, which is the song we just heard.
You should do an album of all songs that rhyme with your last
Lipsky.
Name.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Finding 10 words that rhyme with whiskey.
We could do it.
Well,
we're songwriters.
Frisky.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Missed me.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. See?
Look at Andrew.
A little kissy.
Yeah. All right, Scott, before we get too much in trouble, why don't you go and introduce her?
Okay, I met this young lady several years ago in California at a thing in Temecula, and then she moved out to Nashville. We wrote this killer song together, and then she got so dang busy that it's been really hard to keep up with her.
Yeah.
She is just on the road all the time. She has found some very, very cool niche markets to build a fan base in. She's toured overseas performing for our troops several times. She's won Battle of the Band competitions and the IMEA Country Female Vocalist. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
That was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Taking part in the CMA Fan Fest, I think, more than once the last couple of years. Is that a true statement or just this year?
Just this year.
That's what I meant to say. This was the first year is what I tried to say. She's opened for several big old country stars and released a few singles, including her latest, Dancing in the Neon, which we're going to hear in a little bit. It has been just so much fun watching this young lady make her way in this town since I got to. I'm one of those people that can actually say I met her before she even moved here. So it is a pleasure to say hello, Rachel Lipsky. We're glad you're here and welcome to the Music Row Show.
Yay!
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us on here, Hino and Scott.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
That was a long intro. We're out of time, but it was so nice to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
That's the great thing about Scott. Brevity is his thing, you know? So how did you get it? Scott mentioned you played for the troops. I'm guessing that's the USO, right?
No, Armed Forces Entertainment.
Armed Forces Entertainment. How'd you get involved with that?
I had reached out to the USO, mm-hmm. and they kept telling me to, you know, F off. And
So Air Force.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I found the Armed Forces Entertainment website by just Googling, and they actually have a tour with us, and you can fill out. It's a very lengthy application, but I did, and I just kept applying until they took me over.
Nice.
And now we've been three times, so nice. It's been awesome.
Nice.
So what makes those tours so special for you, and is there anything that really stands out as a crazy memory on one of those tours?
This last one, we got to stand on the left wing of an F-15 fighter, which has the most bombs dropped on ISIS to date. And that was a pretty freaking cool moment.
Was it flying at the time?
It wasn't, but that okay, would have been good. Awesome. That was probably, but really, truly, the troops, we love them so much. And just to give back even a small piece of thank you to them for going overseas, leaving their families, all these men and women, I mean, anywhere from 9 months to 15 months away mm-hmm. from home. And it just, it's a lot of sacrifice on their part. So I feel like this is the tiniest thing we could do to give back.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
I love that.
On a wing.
I know.
Wow.
That was pretty awesome.
That is very awesome.
The bomb. Was it the bomb?
It was the bomb.
Stop it. I know. Stop it.
So how do you feel that, I mean, did those experiences influence your songwriting in any way? How did it do that?
Yes. I mean, you know, a lot of it is they're a very appreciative audience. So mm-hmm. But you also get to test out certain songs and really see what, you know, performing in Nashville is different because yeah. a lot of times people just kind of sit and watch you, but you know, mm-hmm. it was fun to see people react to, you know, Redneck It or, mm-hmm. you know, some of these songs that we write. And
so I'm guessing, you know, you're playing for the troops, a bunch of mostly young guys, I'm guessing, although there's lots of women there too, lots of ballads, right? Lots of deep,
every
emotional,
single song. Mm-hmm.
slow. Yes.
That's one thing. We make sure it is up tempo. We're not going to do a song like I Drive Your Truck because mm-hmm. they're living that.
Yeah,
they're living that hell.
A little too close to home.
Right. So we keep it up, rocking in their face, and we all just have a good time.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. One of us needs to stop saying that word.
Okay.
We're all saying it all the
okay,
time.
Okay. Then let's try it again. Let's try it.
We're rocking, keeping it in their face. And
exquisite.
Having a good time.
Fantastic. Wow.
Awesome.
Yes. All right. Look, you got Andrew here who can't stop laughing. So let's
at us.
Let's play some music. He's primed and ready to go. You feel like singing us a song?
Yes, I do.
All right. What you gonna sing us?
We're gonna sing the song that got us into the Hard Rock Rising competition. We ended up winning the Nashville one.
Yay!
Yeah. So it's called Ready, Set, Whiskey.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. That's kind of wild.
The gain's kind of up high there. There we go.
Let's crank that down here.
Sorry, y'all.
We kind of had a Jimi Hendrix moment there. But still pretty hot.
Huh.
Much better.
All right. Wow. That was wild.
Oh, woo-hoo. Sorry about that.
You weren't kidding when you said you just really rock it all the time.
You really rock it.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Is everybody awake now?
Uh-huh. Yes, yes. Try that again.
Quitting time coming like a shot in the arm, second wind hitting as I'm punching the clock, phone blowing up. As I throw it in drive, setting up where we're meeting up Friday night. So close, I see the turn up ahead, road work. All I'm seeing is red, don't stop. Take the shoulders, Sunday drivers, move on over. Here we've been working all week long, just the same broke country song. With the lake in the moonshine,
Daddy said whiskey. Another bonfire, smoke shadows and flames, getting hot wide on some Mary Jane, just revving it up on some Jim and some Beam, a little late night beer, I'd gasoline. Hey you, I seen you looking my way, let's dance. Baby, what do you say? My hands on your shoulders, move those handsome green eyes over. You, we've been working all week long, just the same broke country song. Set yourself free, everybody with me. Ready, set, whiskey. Yeah, shaver. One shot for the money, two shots for the pain. You're all I need, honey, to wash it all away. All week long, just the same broke country song, with the lake and the moonshine, running out of breath, chasing down a good time, yeah, put the week in the rearview mirror, raise them up like you just don't care, come on, set yourself free, everybody with me, ready, set, whiskey, let's make history. Everybody with me, ready, set, whiskey.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
How about
Very
that?
Very nice.
Wow.
We need to take a break now.
I know. We should.
I think I'm just worn out. We're going to be back with a whole lot more of Rachel Lipsky on our Music Row Showcase. So come on back. Back to the Music Row Show. That's Rachel Lipsky doing Bones.
That is off her CD called
Remix featuring Mars Brown.
Yes. So we had my friend Mars come in and do a rap.
Word.
It was pretty awesome.
Now, that is that's off your CD, Dancing in the Neon, which people can buy how?
iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, you name it. You can stream it on Apple Music, Spotify. The best way to find everything is probably go to rachellipsky.com. Rhymes with whiskey, spelled Lipsky.
Lipsky.com.
So
there you go. Now, you were at the CMA Fest.
Yes.
And your booth looked like a whole lot of fun. You had a little like a photo booth going on, or what was doing over there?
Yes. So my brother-in-law makes these amazing photo booths, and it creates a boomerang GIF. So what you do is you do some pretty crazy action, and then it just, you know, boomerangs all the photos. It takes 15 super fast, and it's super
fun. And it just kind of keeps playing them in a loop.
It does.
Yeah.
And nice. It was so great.
So everybody was coming and getting little boomerangs with you.
Absolutely. Mustache wands, boas, tiny cowboy hats, you name it. We had a good time.
Wow. I bet that must have been kind of popular, right? I bet
it
people
was.
Were wanting to do it.
I think we did all together from the stats about 26 hours of Holy boomeringing. Cow. So wow.
There's got to be a music video in there somewhere.
I know, right? Absolutely. That would be a great one.
Should have had everybody sign a release.
Yeah.
Right. Just got it. Big.
Yeah. I'm sure you can find them all.
Yeah, exactly.
No problem at all.
Right.
So you know, obviously your sound is a lot edgier than a lot of female artists a lot of times. Was that a conscious choice on your part to be different, or how did that whole thing develop for you?
It really was. So Denny heard Bones a few years ago, and that I was like, that is, you know, trying to find yourself as an artist, you know, and I was like, that is it. That's my sound. So I just try to write towards that or find songs in that realm.
Right.
And, you know, we're not always man bashing. Actually, a lot of it is very positive, up tempo. But that's a really fun song to do and perform.
Sure. Well, yeah. Dancing in the Neon isn't man bashing. And that's your new single.
Yes.
And I believe Logan has it all potted up and ready to go.
All yes. Right.
So why don't we listen to it?
Let's check it out. Right.
Woo! Now, we did something kind of cool here because both Dancing in the Neon and Katie's song had never been played.
Never been played.
On WSM before.
And I'm thinking maybe the next hour or two we're going to be having some D-butts.
How exciting.
It's very
okay,
exciting.
Again, rachellipsky.com is the best place to just figure out where to buy music, where to see where you're playing. You've just been, if you look at your past shows, you've been everywhere the last couple of years. You're working very, very hard, and we're proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think
that's about it. RachellLipsky.com. Go to Facebook.com/KatieLehmanMusic.
And Instagram,
Katie Lehman Music, and check her out there. And, keep an eye out for that new album that's coming out in September.
Right.
And then after you do that, come back to the Music Row Show. We're going to be back in a few minutes. We got another great hour with the showcase coming up with Sarah Turner and Joe Hash. You're definitely going to not want to miss that. So come back to the Music Row Show.
All right.